In a move that caught many by surprise, Mujuri and Tsvangirai led protesters in a joint public protest on Saturday in Gweru against the deteriorating economic situation in Zimbabwe and other pressing issues. Tsvangirai said he was touched by Mujuri's gesture to agree to join the march. He said though the move had been unexpected, it was in line with the wishes of many Zimbabweans who want all political parties fighting for democratic change to come together in order to help stem the unending socio-economic crisis in the country. The former prime minister said opposition parties run the risk of becoming irrelevant if they do not follow the people's expectations.
I want you to congratulate Dr. Mujuri and her leadership for seeing it necessary for us to have this joint program. We now need the collective consensus of all Zimbabweans to make sure that Mugabe listens to the voice of the people. We are for the rule of law. We are for the removal of government by the rule of law.
Tsvangirai said 92-year-old President Robert Mugabe cannot be expected to have any credible plans to get the country out of the current problems. He reiterated that his party seeks to gain power through legitimate means, but warned that if things don't change soon, people's anger over their continued suffering will one day explode.
Mugabe and ZANU-PF have no solution to the problems that this country is facing.
Robert,
I don't hate Mugabe, but I disagree with him. I told him in the face, because I think what you need is a new energy and a new agenda to make sure that this country can be saved.
In her address, Mujuri said part of the reason why she was expelled from ZANU-PF was that she was always against the vilification of Tsvangirai and other opposition leaders. The former vice president said she had seen it fit to join the MDCT demonstration as the problems that the party is seeking to address are common to all Zimbabweans. Mujuri stressed the need for a united front to tackle the country's problems and urged Zimbabweans not to resort to violence over political differences.
Zimbabwe is for us all. Let's not fight. We want to weed out all the corruption, all the nonsensical things that are existing amongst ourselves. Yeah. Let's all unite for the betterment of Zimbabwe.
Although both Tsvangirai and Mujuri did not openly declare a formal coalition, sources told Studio 7 that Saturday's move was the laying of a foundation of an alliance between the two parties. Observers have noted that divisions in Zimbabwe's opposition have worked to the advantage of ZANU-PF, enabling the ruling party to continue its stranglehold on power. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shava.